I was in the shower when this hit, and I knew if I took the time to blow dry my hair and put on my makeup, dab my blush, put on some lotion, get my cute dress on, turn my lighting on, pull up the microphone and record this, I wouldn't be able to articulate it in the way that I did. So I recorded a voice memo right fresh out of the shower when this download hit me, and I knew I had to share it with you. My work right now is all around redefining rejection. We are faced with rejection, and so many of us do not have a healthy relationship with it. We're not taught how to really navigate and handle rejection. I think it's the most powerful work when we can really see how rejection is serving us, how it's teaching us, and how it's empowering us. When I have conversations with my clients who got rejected, or when I'm having coffee with a girlfriend and she's telling me about how she got rejected, when we talk deeper, I find details that they were not happy or satisfied in the relationship if they were honest. This person was not choosing them or pursuing them the way that they wanted. That job was not the pay that you've been putting it out there that you wanted. I always see that the rejection was in your favor, and it's actually, you are so powerful. And so that's what my work is around right now, is for you to see your power within rejection, as well as you can handle the sensations and the feelings that come along with rejection. A lot of times we would rather feel guilt or shame or regret or FOMO, feelings we know we can really handle, versus the feelings of despair, inadequacy, the feelings of grief, of loss, of death. We try to avoid those feelings at all costs because they're so heavy and hard to hold in the body. And if we don't know how to move them out and process them, we would rather avoid them. This is why so many people, year after year after year after year, they still haven't started the business. They still haven't put themselves out there to date and meet their soulmate. They still haven't started the blog. They still haven't. What I've come to find is that what it is that they haven't gotten to a place where they feel they could handle the potential feelings of pain and sensations in their body if they got rejected or if they failed or if it didn't work. And so my work right now is to really have a deep conversation with you to empower you and let you know you can handle those sensations. I guarantee you've held them before, you can hold them again. The more that you shift your relationship with them and you know you can breathe into them and process them and move through them and clear them and they have no power over you, the more free you are, the bigger moves you make, which means the bigger money you have, the bigger love you have, the bigger life you have, even if it's a simple life. But the life that you really want is on the other side of you knowing you can handle and move through these feelings of discomfort, and you can totally see that rejection has always, always, always been serving you. And so that's what this voice recording is. I hope that you enjoy it. Send me your breakthroughs on Instagram at Dr. Annalie. I want to hear what you experienced on the other side of this voice note and what you experienced after you had taken my 1-hour rejection masterclass. I'm so excited to be sharing this work. I think it is so needed. I want to deepen this conversation. I want you to be able to share this with your friends and with your family. So with that being said, go ahead and you can hit play. I forgive those who rejected me, not because what they did wasn't hurtful or painful. Maybe they even were a complete coward and completely disrespectful. But I forgive them because I am acknowledging that they were actually not fully what I wanted and what I deserved. They were not fully that person that I really deep down desired to be a match with. The part of me that wanted them was my ego and was my scarcity and wanting to turn them into the full package of the person that I wanted them to be. And so I forgive them because I forgive them for they were never supposed to play that role. They were never supposed to fill those shoes. And so they actually behaved and acted the way that they needed to in order for us to not end up or end up being together. And so that's, to me, why the forgiveness is so important. The forgiveness is an act of me calling my power back and taking an honest inventory and saying, I actually deep down didn't fully desire you. There was a part within me that was not wanting to fully be with that person. But a part within me was not confident and courageous enough to either not get into that relationship or to not get out of that relationship. There was a part of me that talked myself into making it work or wanting it to be this person so bad. So to me, forgiveness work is shifting it into gratitude. Thank you. Thank you for not choosing me. Thank you for not staying. Thank you for not being able to see me in the way that I wanted you to see me so bad. And I know that this is even harder when you're not in that dream relationship. You haven't found that soulmate yet. Because it could be a lot easier to do the forgiveness work when you're in the arms of your soulmate and you really understand why it didn't work out with that person and why that person needed to reject you. So just know if you're in the void, in the in-between stages from being rejected to waiting for your soulmate, just know it takes a lot of strength and a lot of courage. But I promise if you can really redefine, reframe this rejection, it will propel you into your next level relationship, your everlasting relationship. You do get to have that. And so you can start appreciating and feeling grateful now, because if you were honest with yourself, every single client of mine, even the ones that fought back at first, they finally got to the point where they really realized that that person was not fully what they wanted. So I know that that can be difficult, that can be hard, especially when you're really in it. But you could maybe take some time and journal about it. If you want to go deeper, I have a 1-hour masterclass. I take you through a healing meditation and process to heal and clear, melt away, disintegrate the feelings of unworthiness, insecurity. I help you let go of the story that the rejection was because you're not enough, because something was missing within you. There must be something better with somebody else. They're going to feel that light and that joy with somebody else the way they felt with you in the beginning, but then they stopped feeling that. And then that would make you feel like there's something wrong with you. I help you dissolve and disintegrate those stories, those past experiences, so that you don't keep replaying and repeating them over and over and over again in future relationships. It's a very powerful activation, meditation, and process to go through. If you'd like to join that, just go to dranalee.com/links and it is in there. I look forward to hearing all your breakthroughs around rejection. That's the main theme in my work right now, because we're always going to be faced with rejection, whether it's within our business, at work, with coworkers. All the time we're faced with opportunities to be rejected. So shifting our narrative and our relationship with rejection and seeing how rejection is actually just an amplification of our own power and why we didn't actually want something, it makes us so much more bold and confident and courageous to move forward and take the next steps in life in absolutely every single area. This is the deepest work that I have ever done, and I really believe that having conversations around this and changing the narrative and relationship can transform so much of your money, your love, your business, career. Every single relationship can be so affected by this work. I'm sending you so much love, and I'm excited to see you in the masterclass. It's pre-recorded. You get lifetime access. You can dive in as soon as you sign up. Have an amazing rest of your day, and I will talk to you soon.